Once upon a time, there was a butterfly named Buford.
Buford?
Yeah. Buford worked at the local restaurant, the local sushi restaurant.
Nozu!
What?
Hey, did you get that from Victoria's?
What?
The sushi restaurant?
No. And
yeah,
Buford was a practical joker.
Noza.
He'd like Noza. To do a lot of goofballing around up there.
One second. When I'm older and I listen back to this, Nozu is a restaurant in Victoria's where Mrs. Lee owns it. She's Japanese, not Chinese.
And what's Victoria's?
Victoria's is my favorite. 30-year-old
Cindy will ask.
Victoria's is my favorite show with my favorite singer, Ariana Grande, and Victoria Justice. Leon the third. Leon Thomas the third. Oliver Gaines. And Louise Gilly. Jennifer Gillies. And what's her name? Delia something. Yeah, go ahead.
Anything else you want to tell Future Finny? Dear Future Finny.
That's a song from one of my favorite movies, The Year Dumb Died. And what else did you want to tell Finny?
I don't know, I'm asking you.
That you're awesome in the past.
Cool. And you got some cool little pony nubs.
You mean buns, my hair.
Okay. What are we talking about? Buford. Buford's a butterfly working at the sushi restaurant and being the practical joker. One of his favorite jokes was to wrap up a marshmallow in black licorice and pretend it was sushi. All the butterflies in the restaurant would freak out. They would try to bite into it.
Aren't butterflies allergic, like slugs are allergic to salt, and butterflies allergic to licorice.
Yeah. So they would freak out and flutter all over the place and bash into the lights. And Buford would laugh his butt off. And his boss would tell him, "That's it. I've had it with your practical jokes. You just gotta stop one more time and you're out of here." Buford's like, "Yes, sir. I'll never do it again, sir. I've seen the error in my ways, sir." And then his boss fluttered away.
Yeah, I forgot butterflies can fly.
Mm-hmm.
And he's stupid in the past, too.
And they're also made of butter.
No, they're not.
What?
Just like donuts are made of nuts.
Dough.
Yeah, I know. They actually are made of dough, though.
Nuts. Yeah, so then Buford was on his best behavior. But later that night, a girl he liked a lot came in to the restaurant. Her name was
Diana.
Dirty Diana.
She was
butterfly.
Always so dirty.
Yeah, a cloud of dust fluffed around
her
when she flew.
Pigpen and Michael Jackson, finally.
He was a little bit immature, R. Buford. And the only way he knew how to flirt with a girl was to
flap his wings.
Bug her. Just to. So he wanted to play a trick on her so bad. But he's like, "If my boss sees me playing a trick, I'm out of here, man." So he thought, "I need a smart trick that only she will catch on to, and then I can shoot her a wink, a little butterfly wink."
How would that work like this?
So what he decided was that he swapped out the wasabi.
Wasabi?
Yeah. It's the green spicy stuff that you put
on. I know what it looks like, but what does it taste like?
It tastes like spicy.
It's really spicy. It's like jalapenos.
It's a weird spice, baby. It blasts you really, really quickly if it gets, like, in the wrong spot in your mouth. But then it goes away like that.
So it's like...
There's no leftover burn.
Like...
It's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, jeez.
Do it again.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Before when you did it, like, the stars actually shook.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, you're doing that.
Anyways, so he swapped out the wasabi with toothpaste.
Ew, gross.
That's what she said. And she freaked out. She flip-flapped all around the whole restaurant. Said, yeah, this is disgusting. The wasabi is toothpaste. Oh my god. OMG.
OMG. OMG.
And he's like, oh, be quiet. Oh, my job. And,
is what Ruben does, and it's hilarious.
So he raced over to the table and he swapped it out real quick, and his boss went over and said, what is going on here? And she said, my wasabi is toothpaste. And he dipped his little tentacle in it and tasted it and said, what? No, this is wasabi straight up and down. And she tasted it again. She said, what the heck? And Buford was giggling in the corner, and she saw him, and she said, Buford T. Willigerbottom. You played a trick on me.
Willigerbottom?
Yeah.
And, what's his parents' name?
Marjorie and Theron. Anyways.
Willigerbottom.
Willigerbottom. And
played a trick on me.
And he's like, oh no, I'm so busted. And his boss goes, ah, that's a good one. That's a knee slapper. And he's like, what? He goes, that was a funny joke. You totally stuck it to her. This pretty girl thought she was all that. And then bang, toothpaste face. And
toothpaste on
Zitwork. He's like, Buford T. Willigerbottom, you're
hired.
Getting
a raise, a promotion.
You're now the sushi chef. The end.
My kneecap